This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
As part of this year's Great Bristol Run on Sunday, May the 19th, there's once again a special event for blind and partially sighted runners and their guides. Here to tell us all about it is Anna Thompson, event manager from the Great Run Company. Anna, thanks for speaking to us today.
No problem at all. Great to be here.
And this is the fourth year for the VI Runners 10K in Bristol. What can people expect from the event?
So, I mean, joining in with the AJ Bell Great Bristol Run, the event itself, we obviously host a 10K and a half marathon, which actually just went out publicly yesterday that the half marathon is sold out. So running in Bristol is on the up, certainly post-COVID, which is fantastic. So we're expecting to see a lot of people in the city centre come Sunday the 19th of May for both the half marathon and the 10K. What to expect? Very similar to previous years, with the main event site located around Millennium Square Amphitheatre, where we will accept our participants to use runner facilities, baggage buses, toilets, and everything that the runners and participants need to do pre-event. And then we'll load everybody into Anchor Road, famously the start and finish point for the Great Bristol Run. Specifically for our VI participants, this process allows for those participants, VI runners, running with a guide to access that start area ahead of the main field, which is a great opportunity to for those participants to ultimately have a little bit more space on the event morning and not necessarily gather in with the main field, which can be quite overwhelming for a lot of people, which, you know, gives them some space to move around and prepare them for the start of the race.
And what's the reaction been like from people who've run the course previously?
Positive across all road races, for the masses, for the everyday runner, for the you know, for the charity fundraiser, and people who are also really pushing themselves for PBs, and putting in a little bit more of a competitive aspect. I guess our events allow for a real safe run in open roads as well. So moving away from that, you know, Wednesday night evening run that a lot of people will do, and allow for the safety of running on open roads that we will close, have manned by stewarding and security, and have an open pathway for runners to really push themselves around the network, especially around Bristol. Slight tweaks this year as well to the route, which we're quite excited about. Within the city centre, it's notoriously, there's been some cobbled areas which can be a little bit difficult for our runners. We've actually eradicated the majority of that in 2024 with the reopening of the Redcliffe Bridge, which we're really excited about. So the removal of the cobbles on Welshback will be a real welcomed aspect to the 2024 event.
And if people hadn't run in Bristol before, it's a great city for running, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the road network itself is beautiful. The city centre, the parts of the city that Bristol City Council and the stakeholders allow us to run along is fantastic and really encapsulates the whole city. But also the culture in Bristol and how accepting the city centre from businesses and residents as well to make it a real celebration of running on the day.
Well, entries for the VI Runners 10K are still open. What's the cost for entry and where can people sign up to take part?
Okay, so the cost of our 10K event is £34, which is our standard price. As I said previously, we have sold out our half marathon, but the 10K, there are still some places left, but I would urge to be quick. As I said, that the interest in our event this year and running in Bristol has skyrocketed in 2024. For anyone wanting to participate in the VI Runners Challenge, please go onto our website and enter in exactly the same way. You'll be able to notify our team at Great Run if you are willing and wanting to enter as a VI runner, and then we'll make contact with you regarding guides and everything that you need for the event day.
And there's no entry fee for guide runners, is that right?
There isn't, no.
So is there a closing date to enter, or is it just as soon as possible?
I would urge, especially for the 10K, now that the half is sold out, we are pushing all of the remaining people who are interested to take part in the 10K, as now they can't take part in the half. So I would be as quick as possible on that. depending on our capacities and where the entries go to, we would usually look to close the Friday before. So if we do, if we don't reach that capacity, we will keep it open. But the way the numbers have been going in Bristol and actually across the country for our Great Run events, I would be a quick off the mark if you want to be a part of the event on Sunday, the 19th of May.
Well, as you mentioned, the Great Run Company, of course, organises races across all of the UK. What are some of the other events coming up in 2024?
So we are yet to start our spring delivery. So May is an extremely busy month for us. We start in Birmingham at the beginning of May, then into Bristol, and then we'll finish out on the May bank holiday towards the end of the month in Manchester. We then have a little bit of a break for a couple of months leading into our Northeast events. We have our Great North 10K and then obviously our flagship event in September, the AJ Bell Great North Run. And then we lead into our October and autumn events of up in Glasgow. And then we come to the end of our event season in October down on the south coast in Southsea. So we have events all over the country, ranges of distances from 5Ks to half marathons. So yeah, a very, very busy season ahead of us. We're really looking forward to it. And it is just so fantastic to see those numbers go back up and the interest in running is certainly increasing this year. So very exciting.
And do any of those other runs have VI races or VI challenges as part of them?
Yeah, I mean, VI challenge, like we do in Bristol, not so much. But we always have an opportunity for our VI runners and participants across the country to assemble in similar fashion that we do in Bristol. And we also allow for an earlier start time to go ahead of the front wave, which just gives those VI runners and participants a bit of space and a bit of time on the network before the masses come through to get them going and comfortable on the route. It just gives them that time to settle into their event before we set everybody else off.
Thank you. Just hoping for good weather and PBs all round on Sunday, May the 19th in Bristol. Anna Thompson, Event Manager for the Great Run Company. Thanks for speaking to us today on RNIB Connect Radio.
No worries at all. Thank you for having me.